GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. Let's get the computer geeks on the radio. From Chris Downs' computer room, gee, you want to welcome back Chris Downs? He's on line one.
Hey, Chris, how are you in the computer room today?
Good morning, George. Welcome back to the sunny state of Maine.
Yeah, right.
And from Midcoast Mobile Repair, Chris Quimby, are we saying it right? Midcoast Mobile Repair?
You nailed it on the first try, brother.
Boom! There it goes right there. Chris and Chris, the computer geeks. We're going to talk about what is old, and is old necessarily outdated when it comes to smart devices and tech? And I see first on our list, we want to talk specifically about, I guess we want to start with computers. And so if I'm going to the, let me go to the computer room first. Let's talk about what is necessarily old, what's outdated, what's antiquated, what still gets the job done. Chris Downs, kick us off, would you?
Yeah, this is pertinent to me. I just had a conversation with a customer yesterday about 5 1/4 inch floppy disk. Boy, that took me back to some of my first days in the computer industry. But basically, with Windows computers, anything that's Windows 7 or newer can be updated to Windows 10. So if the computer is, you know, relatively decent shape, you know, it doesn't have physical issues, it isn't dying on you, it can be updated and keep on trucking. Now, Apple goes by date the machine was made more than what's running on it. It's a little more complicated. But if you've got a MacBook Air or a MacBook Pro, they want it to be a 2013 or newer to update it to the newest operating system.
Okay, we look around the house. There's a lot of things, computers. I happened to look on top of my desk yesterday, and there's a printer sitting there. I don't think I've used that printer in 5 years. What about printers?
Printers are the worst. I hate working on printers. And it's one of those sad things in this industry is a lot of things just aren't cost-effective to work on. If you've got an old printer, unless it's a really expensive top-of-the-line machine, frankly, you're better off to go to the store and buy a new printer.
Let's pivot the conversation to mobile devices. Chris Quimby, old ain't necessarily useless, is it?
No, and it depends on the user, what their expectations for their device are. People will often ask me in the shop, you know, they'll tell me what model they're using and say, is this something I should move on from? And, you know, if it's somebody that basically just calls and texts and takes photos, then usually you can get away with having what's considered an old device. Unfortunately, with the life cycle of particularly mobile devices, things are old when they're really not that old. So, for example, right now, the most recently released Apple iPhones are the iPhone 12 series. What I would consider to be middle-aged would be like your iPhone 7s and 8s. What I would consider to be old and elderly would be like if you had an iPhone, anything in the 5 series, which is pretty rare now. But every once, I would say once per year, I have a customer who comes in who's still using an iPhone 4, which is like, you know, the person that you give that cane of appreciation to in your community when they get to be over 100.
Oh, you mean the walking cane? Yeah, I'm about ready to get one of those. Yeah, right. What? So I use this older device. What about pictures and stuff I want to save? Is it... Am I running some risks here?
I would say your biggest risk always is not knowing your passwords and not keeping your stuff backed up. Generally, even if you have an older device, if that stuff is saved on the cloud, then it can migrate to a new device should you ever upgrade.
We're talking with Chris and Chris, the computer geeks, about what is old, what is maybe too old, what is not really old. I see on our list here that we want to talk about other communication devices, and I want to pivot back to you, Chris Downs. Is there tech out there that we're using that really is old? And eventually we're going to have to talk about whether old is susceptible to to hackers, if we're increasing our risk of identity theft by using something that is, using the air quotes here, old, Chris Downs?
Yeah, I never want to dip my toe into the security side of things too much, because that's really not my expertise. I feel like I would be trying to sell things I couldn't guarantee, and I don't like to do that. But as far as communication devices, I will tell you, with this recent Spectrum outage, I dug out the old Radio Shack rabbit ears, and I was watching TV the old-fashioned way, quote-unquote.
Well, that's not so old-fashioned, really. I was watching on my iPad, though. I lost... Well, when Spectrum went down, I wanted to watch a ball game, and it was a little shaky, but I watched it on my iPad because I didn't have to use Wi-Fi.
You've got a cellular connection.
Yeah. So I saw the game. Well, it came back eventually. They finally figured out who cut their lines or whatever happened.
Honest mistake. Chris Quimby, concerning our cell phones, is using an older cell phone... I know we're a little off the rabbit trail. We're going on a rabbit trail here, but in using an older cell phone, is one making themselves more susceptible to hackers?
My quick answer would be, I don't know. Like Chris said, I don't want to speak on things that I don't feel like I have the experience and authority to speak on, and that world isn't one I'm terribly familiar with. I will say this, though. What I tell people who want to shop for guitars or take photos, usually like the biggest limiting factor as to the quality of your output with either like a musical instrument or a piece of camera would be the ability of the user to properly navigate that instrument. And I think the same holds true with a phone. Some of the biggest risks as far as like breaches of security and whatnot haven't been, in my experience, people whose technology is bad, but whose manner of use of that technology is undiscerning. People who will click on emails that they shouldn't and go to sites that aren't good. People that really seem to have, virtually no clue about how to navigate that world. To me, that's the biggest weakness, regardless of what model phone you have.
See, Papa Bear had the same thought that I had when I asked you specifically, Chris Quimby, about using an older phone. I worried for Chris Greeley and his flip phone. I guess Papa Bear has a flip phone too, and whether that was going to be
risk.
So,
and if I might add something too, there are cell phone carriers in the area from as far back as pre-COVID, who because of, and I might misspeak a little bit on this, but because of the ascendancy of 5G in various areas of the country, have said there will come a time when your older phones that operate on 3G, like for example the iPhone 5s, will no longer be able to be serviced on their carrier networks once they get the 5G infrastructure down. And I always felt like they were much more optimistic about the timeline for that and maybe a little more hungry to sell phones early, using that as an excuse. And I don't know whether or not that's even taken place yet, because I still have customers who do have an iPhone 5, even though up to 2 years ago they got the warning that they would no longer be serviced on their accounts.
So I guess the question is, how long does this current technology last? Chris Downs, I don't know. It's going to go away and new things are going to replace it, right?
Well, that's certainly what they want us to do, is buy new stuff all the time. I do occasionally have a customer who's still running Windows XP. Windows XP was a great operating system. Well, I shouldn't use the word great for any operating system, but it was decent. But you're limited when you go on the internet or try to install something. And to sort of agree and disagree with Quimby at the same time, yes, it isn't really the age of the device that's going to make you susceptible to things like viruses and malware for the most part. I have customers who, this thing's running so terrible, I should go buy a new one and throw this one away. Well, if the reason it's running terrible is malware and viruses, you can buy a brand new computer in a matter of months. It's going to be in the same state. But the disagree part is, sometimes it's not really your habit or your mistake that gets you the generic malware. It's just that the internet is full of this stuff. It's like getting plaque on your teeth. You're going to get it no matter how careful you are, to some degree anyway. So I really don't want to necessarily point the finger. It used to be if you open the wrong email attachment, you're going to get it for sure. You're still going to be careful of that, but you're going to get junk on your machine no matter how careful you are these days.
Chris Quimby, let me ask you this. What do you still have for tech in your home that you just don't... You know what? I might never use it, but I better hold on to it, similar to rabbit ears. That saved Chris Downs this week. What tech do... We've got a drawer. We call it the drawer o' tech downstairs. We're never going to use this stuff again, but I don't dare throw it away. What tech are you still holding on to, Chris Quimby?
I can't think of great examples in the house. I will say that at work, I had this big tote of all kinds of different adapter cables that I've saved over the years because you, quote, just never know when you might need that again. And I couldn't remember which cable went to which, but a lot of them are just like coax cables, things that you used to use more than you might now. And it felt like I was kind of like walking down memory lane looking at some of those old printer hookup cables and stuff like that. I tend to be a little more dutiful about throwing away things here at the house that I don't think that I have any use for. I guess everybody's got kind of like that old radio in their house, right? And then it will have the old like wide iPhone. It was a docking station for like the iPhone 4. And if you're going to still use it for that, you'd have to have an adapter because it's got the old 30-pin connector on it. That's a shame when those things are obsolete because they're going to end up in those same landfills where all Chris's printers that he referred to go.
Let's ask the same question of Chris. Let's ask the same question of Chris Downs. Chris, what tech do you still have maybe over in a corner in the computer room that you're just not ready to toss away, even though you know darn well you're never going to use it again?
Well, I'm using one of those docks Quimby speaks of. I've got an iPhone 3 that is still my iPod for playing Pandora every day. I do have a giant box full of those old cords, too, that I am going to throw away someday.
Someday.
Yeah, I've got a box at home that's got stuff I have no idea what
every
half of it is.
Every yard sale has that box of cords that they're trying to get rid of, and I'm hoping you're going to buy.
Yeah, a little sign that says OBO, or yeah. You know, $5 or best offer.
Well, I got one of those music players that we had for a long time there that I can't even remember the name of it. It's got a wheel on it, and it played songs, and I wouldn't even know how to turn it on now. I'll come up with the name of it soon.
Sounds like an iPod Classic.
Yeah, it was one of the... Yeah, I don't know what
no,
it was.
No, I think it's a Victrola. I think that's what you're referring to, isn't it?
All right, so let me ask this question. People often say to me, what's your operating system? I say, I don't know, I turn it on. What is an operating system makes it work, right?
I got less than 30 seconds here. Who wants to answer George's question about what is an operating system?
You don't need to know what your operating system is, just like you don't need to know what's underneath the hood of your car.
You don't know how they're making the sausage?
No, he's telling you, you don't want to know.
I don't want to know.
No.
You don't need to know.
It's a need-to-know basis, and you don't need to know.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.